It is time for us to check the forecast. I have to bring in Pat Pagano again this morning. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Well, I said maybe a thunderstorm today. I bet you that maybe is going to be more like, yes, there will be.
Okay.
I'm watching an area right now of thunderstorms just north of Lake Ontario. I mean, it's 6:47 in the morning, yeah. And there's thunder and lightning going on there. It's inevitable. This stuff is going to be coming southeast. It's inevitable we will get thunderstorms developing today, as well as showers in the mid-60s compared to the low to mid-90s yesterday, so about 30 degrees cooler. And showers and storms will end tonight, 50 to 55. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 to 80, but more showers come in either late in the day or at night. And Friday, I think the way it's going to work, Marshall, they'll have showers in the morning, and then it'll turn partly sunny in the afternoon, 75 to 80. Sun and clouds on Saturday, 75 to 80. I don't know how quick the next front's going to get here, but looks like Sunday could cloud up, and maybe later in the day or at night, we'll get another chance of showers. So it may not be a 100% rain-free weekend. There could be some showers coming in later on Sunday, so we'll have to watch that. But in the meantime, you cannot tell me that it wasn't just plain old hot yesterday.
It was. It was beautiful.
Oh, he thought it was beautiful.
My knees were so good yesterday, and I woke up this morning, and without the heat and just with the humidity and the dampness.
They're hurting you.
They're sore. Yeah, they're sore.
Yeah. Well, you know, dampness does that. The tissues are allowed to swell when it's damp because the pressure is lower. So that's the problem there. I want to tell you, first of all, I watched part of America's Got Talent yesterday, last night. I only stayed up for like the first hour. Very disappointed for the first episode of it. I just wasn't overly impressed in any way, shape, or form. But it's time for Pat's Soapbox.
Uh-oh.
Did you know, Mr. Miles, that there are some cellular services that offer senior plans?
Yes.
Did you take advantage of any of those?
No.
I didn't think so. But get this. I have been a Verizon customer. I can't tell you how long. I mean, since they came out with cell phones. But probably even before that. So I called yesterday and they said, you know, I have a family plan. I'd like to take advantage of the 55 plus loyalty program that you offer. And she said, well, first of all, sir, she said, right now I'm having problems pulling up your records. We have a problem with the computers. I said, yeah. She goes, but I will tell you this. We cannot authorize that. I said, why is that? She said, you could only get on that plan if you're invited by a promo, like an email that's either sent to your email or sent to your phone. I said, oh, is that so? She goes, yeah. I said, a friend of mine whose mom is in her 90s in a nursing home, she just called Verizon and asked if the mom could be put on that plan, and they said, sure. She goes, well, I don't know how they did it because we cannot do it. You have to be invited. I said, do you think that's fair? She said, I can't give my personal opinion, but that's the policy. If you're invited, then you could be on that plan. I don't think it's fair at all because the plan is great, folks. If you go with one line, it's a flat fee of $60? It may be $60 a month, flat fee for everything. If you go two lines, it's $40 per line. So it's $80, but it's everything. Includes all text data, includes calls made out of the United States, incoming calls, and you name it, you know. So everything is included. So then my soapbox this morning is that I don't think it's fair that only those who are invited, and obviously not all the time, are entitled to that plan. I mean, if you're gonna have a plan like that, I think it should be open to everybody. What do you think?
I think you should have said to her, invite me.
She said you can't. It could only be done by an invitation either through email or your phone, if you have the mobile app. And again, of course, that's generated through, I guess, Verizon Marketing. That's what she said. It's generated through Verizon Marketing. And we have no idea of the groups that they will send it to and when they send it. And they don't send it all the time and this and that. Well, I said, as someone who has been a customer a long, long time and someone who has an elderly person on their plan who's 96 years old, who doesn't make a phone call, nor does she ever get one, I said, I think you should be charging a lot less than $35 a month for that person. And she said, I can't help you there, sir. I said, okay, great, thank you. So I waited 48 minutes on hold, listening to the same music over and over again, and that was the end result. 48 minutes wasted.
Yeah, that's a lack of service by corporate America. I had my telephone. I have a landline at my house. It malfunctioned a week ago where I didn't have phone for like 5 days, a landline. They came and fixed it. Really nice guy. Came and fixed it. He left. From Friday evening, the phone went dead again. So I called up Frontier Communications yesterday. Once again, listen to that horrible music on hold where they say, leave your name and we'll call you back. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I'm staying on the phone.
Right.
So finally, after 10 minutes, the guy gets on the phone, very nice guy, and he starts grilling me for all the information again. I said, listen, let's cut past all this. Go back in your records and look at the last call that was made about service. You'll find everything in it. That's the same thing that's happening now. So the guy did it. He went back in the thing, and he said, yep, there, I see that. Is it the same exact problem? I said, same exact problem. I don't have phone again. And so he actually set up the appointment for today, but he actually listened to me. He didn't go through that. He was just, I was going to have to go through all this stuff again, 20 minutes of giving information. Did you test your phone? Do you have more than one phone? But he listened to me. He went back and found the ticket, and so they're going to come out again today. I just don't know what's going on. Why
that's happening.
I don't think it's by my pole. I think it's someplace else along the street. You know what I mean? There's some other break somewhere along on the street. But enough of that. We're done with that.
Yeah, and by the way, they're not the only company that offers that. I did a little more research. AT&T offers a package too. Now, I'm not an AT&T customer, so obviously it doesn't pay to call them. But these packages are available. So folks, anybody out there who is 55 plus, you may want to pick up the phone if you have a little time, if you have a lot of time, and talk to your cell provider and see if you cannot get a better rate.
I think Mint Mobile has it too as well.
Yeah, I think most of them probably do. I didn't go any further. I just left it there and I said, you know what, that's the end of that. Right. So in the meantime, I want you to take a look at the Gulf of Mexico. What was Tropical Storm Agatha, crossed Mexico, is going to be emerging in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, and the probability is 70% that it will become the first tropical name of the season, which will be Alex.
Alex.
And the hurricane center feels that right now Alex will be a threat to the Yucatan because of flooding, and then could actually be a threat to South Florida, including the Keys, this weekend. Ironically, I'm not going, but my sister, who bought a house without seeing it, you know, just on the internet, she is expected to fly down to Venice, the West Coast, this weekend to see the house. I'm still taking a deep breath as to whether or not I should call her and let her know this, because hurricanes and tropical storms are fickle. You know, right now, while it looks like it's moving that way, what if it misses and she cancels everything and then I get blamed for it?
Yeah, so I would sit on the sideline for a while.
Yeah, I think at least till tomorrow, right?
Yep, sit on the sideline.
Yeah.
Hey, I watched the new Netflix series, The Lincoln Lawyer,
Isn't it great?
It's very good. It's very, very good.
I've watched 3 episodes so far.
Do you like it?
Love it.
And I thought it was better than the movie, but then I went back and watched the original movie.
Okay.
And you know, and it's the original movie stands up well. It's just as good as this. Just as good as this.
Wow.
So you can watch the original movie's about 1 hour and 40 minutes. Matthew McConaughey is the lawyer in it. It's very good. It stands up extremely well to this, and is as exciting. But I'll tell you what, the whole season, I watched the whole thing over the past week and a half. It's very good. The Lincoln Lawyer, very, very good.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy it. So. If you like, especially if you like that stuff, like you watch CSI and stuff like that, this is very much, on that. And I think he does a real good job, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got that crass kind of personality that works.
No, it is very good. And everybody in it is fantastic. You know, I like these type of, like Bosch. I watched Bosch when it was streaming. I like these kind of... even though it's not a detective story, it is, and it's very well done. So, The Lincoln Lawyer. Watch the movie, original movie, and then watch this on Netflix.
There you go.
And there's lots of good stuff coming this month. On The Boys are back on Prime Video. They're coming back. You got to like a bloody gory. I loved it. It's bloody and gory, but The Boys is back on Prime. Westworld is coming back for season 4 on HBO Max. And believe it or not, also coming back on Paramount Plus, South Park.
Oh, you're kidding.
There's lots more coming back, but those are just some of the highlights coming back. Streaming. I am a streaming customer. I cut the cable.
Like cutting the cord, huh?
Yeah, cut the cord. I do everything off of my Fire Stick, Netflix, and the individual networks and stuff like that. Not off of cable anymore.
Good for you.
All right, Pat. You sound like you're feeling much better.
I am feeling much better. Thank you.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Stay away from your sister.
Yeah, really.
Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.